श्री श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ఇస్కాన్ ప్రతిష్టితాచార్య జగద్గురు శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి, గ్రంథరాజు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి, శ్రీ రాధశ్యామ సుందరికి, కృష్ణ బలరామజీకి, గౌణితాయికి, సమవేత భక్తవృందికి, తాయి గౌర ప్రమానందే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం, దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేష భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, text number 42. Toi me nanya visaya matir madupate sakrit ratimudvahata dadha గంగే వోగముదన్వతి. త్వయి మే నన్య విషయా మతిర్ మధుపతే సకృత్ రతిముద్వహతా దద్ధా గంగే వోగముదన్వతి. త్వయి మే నన్య విషయా మతిర్ మధుపతే సకృత్ రతిముద్వహతా దద్ధా గంగే వోగముదన్వతి. మతిర్ మధుపతే సకృత్
Anybody has a reading glass? You can withdraw and try. Okay. Anyway,
just try.
something works. Okay, that's good. To you, unto you,
may
my Ananya Vishaya
analoid,
Matihi, attention, Madhupate, O Lord of Madhu, Asakrit, continuously, Ratim, attraction, Udvahatar,
may overflow,
Adha, directly, Ganga,
the
Ganges, Iva,
light,
Ogham,
flows,
Udanvati,
down
to the sea. Translation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Okay. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Okay. Let's repeat that. O Lord of Madhu,
as the Ganges forever flows to the sea,
without hindrance, let my attraction
be continuously drawn
unto you without being diverted
to anyone else.
Purport. Perfection of your devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Thank you. That works. Okay, because I'm trying to see the distance of the glass and the book. The distance has to be. Okay, like this. Okay, let me repeat that. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have this feeling of affection for others because this is a symptom of life. The symptom of life, such as desire, anger, hankering, feelings of attraction, etc., cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desire cannot be negated, but it's, in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord in place of desire for sense gratification. The so-called affection for family, society, country, etc., consists of different phases of sense gratification. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. And there is more. Okay. The top part works for me. In the Bhagavad Gita, we can see that Arjuna desired not to fight with his brothers and relations, just to satisfy his own personal desires. But when he heard the message of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he changed his decision and served the Lord. Okay. And for his doing so, he became a famous devotee of the Lord. For it is declared in all the scriptures that Arjuna attained spiritual perfection by devotional service to the Lord in friendship. The fighting was there, the friendship was there. Arjuna was there and Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person by devotional service. Therefore, the prayers of Kunti also indicate the same categorical changes in activities. Srimati Kunti wanted to serve the Lord without diversion. And that was her prayer. This unalloyed devotion is the ultimate goal of life. Our attention is usually diverted to the service of something which is non-godly or not in the program of the Lord. When the program is changed into the service of the Lord, that is to say when the senses are purified in relation with the service of the Lord, it is called pure, unalloyed devotional service. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted that perfection and prayed for it from the Lord. Our affection for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis is not out of range of devotional service, because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotees is more valuable than service to the Lord. But here, the affection of Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis was due to family relation. This tie of affection is the affection in terms of material relation is the relation of Maya, because the relations of the body or the mind are due to influence of the external energy. Relations of the Lord, relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relations. Yeah, let me repeat that. Relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relations. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is the cause of material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. This relation of the soul is this relation of the soul to the soul can be established by a medium of relation with the super soul. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing in by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else which was unseen in darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be continuously drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is the expression of the great devotee Kunti Maharani. As in the previous verse, she have expressed that may my attraction to Vrishni and Pandus, how she's saying is Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi, my dear Lord, please cut off this this relation, Sneha Pasham, the network of affection between the Pandus and Kurus, that is in regards to me. Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu, this very, very deep affection, very deep attraction, the relation that I have for Pandavas and Vrishnis. And that is natural, actually, for everyone. You have relation to the father's side, where you come from, especially for mothers and the ladies. They come from one family and they go to another family, and it is natural to have for them to the affection for both families. And it doesn't mean that, you know, when the kanya is married to another person and goes to their house and she is cut off totally from this side. So she wants to maintain the affection from both, you know, both sides, to the husband's side and from the parent's side. When Rukmini desired to have the support of Krishna, she wrote a letter to Krishna. It was interesting, actually. I mean, Rukmini never have seen Krishna anywhere in that life. And her first expression was that, I've never seen you. I've only heard about you. And then simply by hearing, I became attracted to you. And then until my father gives to you, I should not be talking to you or having any connection to you, but, you know, my mind is so sameless. It's already going to you, to very attached to you. Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara srinvatante bhuvana sundara, attraction of the world, bhuvana sundara, beautiful. Srinvatante, I have only heard so far from different rishis, especially from Narada Muni. Nirvishya karana vivarir haratonga tapam. And whatever I have heard through my ears, and that has dissipated the tapa, the burning of my heart. Rupam drisham drishimatam akhilartha labham. I have heard that your form, whoever sees that form, is so wonderful. Rupam drisham drishimatam, drishimatam, whoever have eyes, and through those eyes, if anyone can see, anyone can behold you, akhilartha labham, that person can achieve everything in his life. Akhilartha labham. Tvayat chuta vishati patra chittam apatrapam me. But I should not have that kind of attraction until I was given to you, but my mind is so shameless, it's already going towards you, it's already being already attached to your lotus feet. Tvayachyuta vishati patchittam apatrapamme. So in this way she expressed her feelings, and Krishna has accepted. And Krishna came and kidnapped Rukmini, because it was not legally possible for Krishna or Rukmini to marry Krishna. So Krishna has to kidnap her. And that was Rukmini's desire to Krishna. I only want you. Without you, I cannot live. So as Krishna was taking away Rukmini, Rukmini's brother, Rukmi, followed Krishna and fought him. So fight went so severe that Krishna almost killed him. At that time, Rukmini says, "This is my brother. My dear Lord, please, please leave him alone. Please, I can't. It won't be good for me. It won't be nice for me that if in my marriage day my brother is killed. That's not what I want. Please leave him. Give him. You know, forgive him." So he has attraction, even though he is demoniac, even though he is harming her desired goal. But she still wants his life, because he's my brother. He's not favorable, but still I want to maintain the relationship, you know, as he's my brother. So similarly, when Arjuna came to fight in the battlefield, Kurukshetra. First of all, he was very enthusiastic. He's very enthusiastic. Who is there? Who are these people who came to fight with me? Let me see. My dear Achyuta, please take my chariot between these two armies. Senayo Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Stapaya. And when he sees the both sides, only the relatives. Somehow or other, they're all relatives. Acharya, Shashura, Pautra, Shyala, Sambandhinas, Tatha. The gurus are there. Shashura, the father-in-laws are there. Drupal. Acharya, Shashura, Pautra. Pautra, even the grandsons are there. Shyala, the Sale, his wife's brothers are there. Either this way or that way. Sambandhina and all the relatives are there. And then his anxiety at that time for not fighting was that if I kill all these my relatives, then who will see me becoming the empire of the world? They all will die. Then what's the use of our being the king of Hastinapur? We want all these people, all our relatives, glorify us when we become the king, when we become the emperor of the world, and when we finally win Hastinapur. Everybody will be around and they will say, "Oh, Pandavas, yeah, all that." But if they all be dead, then it won't be so interesting. There will be nobody to see us being the emperor of the world. So he wanted to maintain that relationship. But somehow the Krishna had convinced Arjuna that because all these people are not related to me somehow, because they are against Dharma, they are against my mission. They are against my mission, therefore you have to finish them. And Arjuna finally, hearing the transcendental message of Bhagavad Gita, he was convinced. Karishye vajanam tava. I will do. Because my moha, my illusion has gone now. I will act according to your wish, my Lord. So when we act within the mission of Krishna, as Krishna wants, what Krishna wants, then that is devotional service. That becomes devotional service. As we see Krishna, never asked Arjuna, or Arjuna never, at least what we read through the sastras, he didn't have to go Mangalarti or chant 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and go for Guru Puja or anything. They had different programs. He didn't chant Hare Krishna regularly, but since he acted in the mission of Krishna, he acted according to Krishna's instruction, that was his devotional service. That's how he became dear friend. He was friend earlier, even before Mahabharata, and he became even more dear to Krishna since he followed Krishna's injunction. So in this way, now you can see Kunti Maharani, she's asking, she's not exactly And when we read in Shastra, we see one type of statement, and you know, but we may conclude that this is like that. Why she's asking to cut off the relationship, cut off the affection, attraction from the Vrishni and Pandus. Kunti is asking deepen her attraction to Krishna. Deepen her attraction to Krishna, so that she may not be diverted through different other desires or other attraction. So having affection towards Pandavas and Krishna is not against the devotional service. But in case that becomes Kunti is saying, I'm too much attached to Vrishnis and Pandavas. It is not according to anukula, it's called the favorable devotional service. If this is the case, please cut off my attraction. But since Pandavas are devotees and Vrishnis are all Krishna's devotees, Krishna's followers, so and that Kunti's attraction to Pandavas and Arjunas is not something against the devotional service. So we can see we have attraction to our families, but sometimes they may not be devotees. So in that case, having too much attraction to the non-devotees, it may be something that we would like to give up in order to be more deep in our relationship to Krishna. But at the same time, those who are against devotion or those who are not in devotional service, our family member, they are not in devotional service. Maybe they need help, so it's our duty to approach them and give Krishna some way or other, give Mahaprasad, give them a little association, and make them devotees. The example of a Vidura is very applicable. Dhritarashtra was always against. He was so much attached to his sons and also attached to his position. Even Krishna came in front of him, giving some suggestions. Keep Pandavas, make the peace, give little piece of land for Pandavas. He didn't make any decision. He didn't make any favorable decision that Krishna would be pleased. The result is everyone was wiped out. All his 100 sons were killed. And so Vidura also many times he gave valuable suggestions and instructions, but he didn't listen. He was simply listening his mind and only listening to his unwanted son in the eyes of Vidura. Dhritarashtra's sons who were unwanted. He said, kick them out or kill even, because they are not good future for Hastinapur. But anyway, at the end, when Duryodhan insulted Vidura, he went out. He was relieved from this burden of the political affair. So he immediately left home, left Hastinapur, and he was traveling all over the places, all of the holy places. And at the end, when he met Uddhava in Vrindavan, in the bank of Yamuna, so he was asking all the welfares of Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Uddhava was so overwhelmed with the love of Krishna Without answering any other question, he simply narrated Krishna's pastimes, Vrindavan pastimes, Mathura pastimes. And about Dwarka pastimes, he said, Krishna has left. I can't say anything more. And when Vidura inquired more about what is the instruction Krishna has given to you, he said, I'm very younger to you and I'm not having this qualification to instruct you. But to instruct you, Lord have instructed Maitreya Muni. So you go meet Maitreya Muni, he will instruct you. But I have different mission. So he left for Bhadrikasram. And he, Vidura met Maitreya Muni, he learned so many things. He asked many questions. Many questions were answered in third and fourth canto. At the end of fourth canto, he goes to Hastinapur. Finally, he realized, okay, now hearing this instruction from the Lord, my life is successful. So now I have to do, at least I have to deliver one guy, one person, you know. That is my brother, who is too much engrossed in his attachment of his position and family life. So he goes to Hastinapur. Then, he chastised Dhritarashtra very heavy words. My dear brother, you have tried to kill this Pandava so many ways. As a result, all of your sons were killed in battle, and you lost your, you know, the great people like Bhishma Pitamaha, Acharya, Drona, and so on. So many people have died, and you're still sitting in this throne. You're still attached to this place. Those people who you try to kill, they are offering you food, like somebody offers food to a dog, neglectfully, right? So they're offering you food and you eat that food and you are very happy, you still want to enjoy the life. Get out of this. Death is coming very soon. Before you die, you have to do something. Saknoti hai vayasodum praksarira vimokshanat kama krodhudhavam vegam sayukta sashukhi narah. Sri Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, right? Praksarira vimokshanat. Before you leave this body, if you can tolerate, saknoti hai vayasodum, one who can tolerate, what? Kama krodhudhavam vegam, the force, the urges of kama and krodha, the anger and desire. Kama krodha bhavam begam. Sayukta, he is considered yogi and he is considered very happy person. Before we die, that's what we have to try. If you are able to tolerate the urge of the desire and anger, kama krodhodbhavam begam sayukta sashukhi narah. Yukta, he is connected to Krishna in that way. By tolerating kama and krodha, tolerating the desire and anger. And in this way, one becomes happy. So it is our duty. Of course, it is said that Madhyama Adhikari, what are the characteristics of Madhyama Adhikari? Is Ishwari tadadhineshu valisheshu dvishatsu prema maitri kripapeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. Madhyama Adhikari is, he loves God, he loves Krishna, he has a loving relationship with Krishna. And then tadadhineshu, or tadadhina means those who are under the care of the Lord, they are devotees. And he has friendship with the devotees. Madhyama Adhikari is one who has a friendship with devotees. Friendship and loving relationship. Friendship. That means we don't hate anyone. We don't hate any devotees. somehow or other we try to maintain the loving relationship, friendship with devotees. Ani valisheshu, those who are ignorant, those who are ignorant, kripa, prema, maitri, kripa. We have to show our compassion to those who are ignorant, and they would like to know, they would like to understand something that they don't know. That's what I was bringing up this point. If our family members are not devotees, it's our duty to give them something so that they can become Krishna conscious. And dushatsu, upeksha. And those who are envious of us, those who are envious of devotional life, envious of God, Krishna, then upeksha. Simply don't bother. Forget it. Not possible. Because they're foolish. Chanakya says, the fool cannot be revived, fool cannot be brought up to wise. You know, if you go around the world, you may find the horns of the rabbit. Are there any horns of rabbit around here? If you go around the world, you may find the horns of rabbits. And if you work hard, you may press out some oil out of sand. Is there any sand coming out of oil? Doesn't happen, right? Not even water comes. But if you press out the sand, you may find some oil. In the village, they press the mustard seed, press so hard, the mustard seed finally gives out oil. You know, and there's a certain way to do it. Press hard, and then the oil comes out. But if you press sand, you won't get oil. I think you may do it if you work hard, Chanakya says. He gives a few other examples like that. And he says, but even if you do such a hard work, the fool never understands. You may not be able to make a fool understand. Fool is fool. So, dushatsu upeksha, that is the characteristic of Madhyama Adhikari, that he upeksha means just leave the place, disregard. So prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha, the four things. Ishvare tadadhineshu valisheshu dushasuja. Prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha. Ishvare prema tadadhineshu maitri valisheshu kripa and dushasu upeksha. Time is up now. Actually, I didn't prepare for this class at all. I didn't even notice that there was my name in this. Prabhu called during the Guru Puja, and I just have to run for the class. Anyway, I will stop here, and I'll invite any comments or any questions are there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shesha Prabhu.
Good job.
Thank you. Please bless me.
I was just reflecting that
thank you for giving such appropriate pastimes for the verse. I was appreciating that. I was just thinking that how, you know, you were saying how Rukmini asked Krishna not to kill Rukmi. And Krishna was ready to kill him.
Yeah.
And so he was demoniac. So he heard Rukmini.
Yeah.
So that satisfied Rukmini, and although Balaram took care of it later on. But and then I was thinking in Arjun's case, although I understand it's a different situation, but Arjun didn't want to kill also, but then Krishna said, no, you should kill. And in reality, it's like he surrendered, but what did they get? I mean, really, everybody was killed, and he was right, you know. It's kind of like such a sad situation if you see in a material way. I mean, yes, he did what Krishna wanted, and that is the most glorious thing, but if you think it in a material way, I mean, he lost everything.
Yeah, that was the bitter truth, actually. Krishna came to establish Dharma, and that was Mahabharata is the last part of his mission. And many demons he killed before even going to the battlefield. You know, in Braj, he didn't have to even take any weapon, you know. And this way and that way, he killed many demons. In case of Jarasandha fight also, 18 times, you know, he wiped out all these demoniac forces. And many other ways, his personal fight with, Shalva and Dantabhaktara and Shishupal, all that, so many ways. But then all these big groups of all these, you know, the 18 Aksharani, this was a big task, and he kept it for the last moment. So that Mahabharata is the last part of his mission. So and he has to establish Dharma, and Dharma is standing on the Pandava side, Dharmaraj Yudhishthira. He has to be a king. That was his aim, somewhere or other. You know, Riti Vitvamna Bhavishyanti Sarve. When Krishna showed in universal form, he told Arjuna, Rite Pitvam, besides you, Pandavas, no one else will be there. That was his already pre-planned projection. Rite Pitvam, na Bhavishyanti. All these people won't be there. They won't go back home at all. It's already I have decided. I mean, they already killed, he said. Mayai vaite nihata apurameva. I already have killed them. You only become the instrument. You finish them. They're already dead. So what the use of keeping them? So in that way, the dharma has to be established, but that was really hard work. And because Krishna didn't want to fight, he just wanted to give the credit to Arjuna. Arjuna had to do this hard work, you know, killing grandfather, the guru, and the relatives, and all these people for the sake of dharma. So, in case of here in Rukmi, and Krishna has spoken in front of Rukmini that, you know, he deserved to be killed, but I'm giving you a life, as you must remember who has given you life. And then he kind of understood that way, even though he took a lifelong mission to fight with Krishna and kill him somehow, somewhere or other, but he still, a part of his heart is towards Rukmini, somehow, okay, he gave me life, so I should be grateful. So what happens, Krishna's son is married to Rukmini's daughter. And not only that, Krishna's grandson is married to Rukmini's granddaughter. This goes on. That's kind of the part of gratefulness. And at the same time, he still envies Krishna. How Krishna is performing his pastime is very, very interesting, very difficult to understand sometimes.
And I was thinking that it's... I was thinking it's amazing that with such bitter truth that they had such a life after they were enthroned, that still Mother Kunti is so, her prayers are, she's so grateful, and she's saying, let them come. It's amazing, Kunti's prayers in that sense.
That's very amazing. We have been releasing that the last 2 weeks or so, right? More than 2 weeks. They're great prayers. I mean, who can imagine this? Mother Shukada?
I was going to say that, yeah, he knew that Krishna had said that, right? That except for the Pandavas, everybody will be killed. But still, he's feeling so aggrieved. Even though he knew that,
I guess this message was not heard by Yudhishthira. Arjuna was hearing this message as Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, because they were in the center of the two armies, you know, Yudhishthira this side, the other this side. I guess Yudhishthira didn't know the plan of Krishna. And you know, the natural, I would say, as Yudhishthira was older to Krishna, and Yudhishthira always treated Krishna as younger brother, so he didn't really took seriously. Even though there was a great relationship, you know, Krishna would go touch the feet of Yudhishthira. So at the end of, after this Mahabharata is over, he was so aggrieved. Krishna tried his best to console him. Even Vedavyas and many other rishis was not working. So simply this was the plan by Krishna that, you know, Bhishma Pitamaha is one of the Mahajan, so we all get to hear from him, and from him, if Yudhishthira hears as the grandfather is speaking to him, then he will understand. That was the whole plan, you can say pre-planned, of Krishna. So finally he agrees to go to Bhishma Pitamaha. Bhishma Pitamaha instructed so many things, many things, and that makes him understanding.
What did the Acharyas say about you quoted the verse about, you know, you're treated like a dog here, you have to get out, right? But just after that, then Yudhishthira came and said, oh, where's my uncle who treated me so nicely? He seems like he still had affection, wasn't treating him like a dog. Maybe others were, I don't know.
Yeah, that's his name is Ajatashatru. He never thought anybody to be an enemy. You know?
But just to induce him, I guess, Vidura is saying, you're living like a dog. Like,
maybe Bhima was
treating him. What is the word?
Maybe Bhima was treating him like a dog.
Because, you know, when they came back from the fight, Dhritarashtra wanted to meet Bhim so badly because he was already burning in anger like anything. He killed my 100 sons. I want to make him acharya. You know? So Krishna understood that. Then the iron statue was given to him. You know,
and
he crushed him up. So Bhima knew how, you know, greatly angry he was.
I can't read it. Oh, what you are suggesting about giving a non-devotee family member Krishna consciousness is brilliant and completely appropriate, but incredibly hard to do because they have spent a lifetime seeing you as a material body. The devotee has to really think hard about how to do it, because the family member thinks they know you and will not accept anything they think is a trick. Any suggestion how to do it?
Oh, it's a long process for them because you can't ask them to become pure devotee, you know, overnight. You know, the conditional life had been in connection with Maya for so many lifetimes. So you can approach them, you know, talk about, you know, give them holy name, give them maha-prasad. That's agyata sukriti. Make them in next life at least get human life and practice Krishna consciousness, if not in this life. So they may be not eager or not favorable at this time, but if you give them maha-prasad, that sukriti will give them at least the next life. Somewhere or other they will be connected to Krishna.
Now I remember, in the third temple, I'm not sure exactly which purport it is, I remember Prabhupada translated, maybe 22, anyway. That each of us, human birth, in a particular family, you have no choice. If you degrade, you'll come back to the same type of family. Mm-hmm. So it's better to purify. Best thing we can do, Prabhupada said, become a devotee.
then the whole family will be benefited. Yeah. Or give them some spiritual. You don't have a choice. I mean, if somebody deviates from that family, then they don't like it. Where they're going to go? They'll come back as a human, it's same type of family.
Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Kim, Luna, Kushalam, Guru Yam.